Shabbos on Daf Mem Gimel. Simri Shamaches, Sif Beis. In the halachas, if someone makes a mistake on Tefillah Shabbos, says the Mechaber, if someone makes a mistake, he starts a week to Shemayne Esrei. So instead of saying Atikadashta, says Atachainu. So Goyim is a bracha Shaniska Bashata. He finishes that bracha that he recalls and that he made a mistake. Maschal Shal Shabbos. And then he starts Shabbos davening. Loishno niske bebrachas atochinin. It doesn't make a difference if he recalls he made a mistake by atochinin. Loishno niske bebrachas achas is a continuum of days b'shar brachas. He only wakes up by salach lona, that is most saying the week tishmein yasei. Bein ba'arvis, whether it's by ma'ir, by mashachas, musaf mincha, doesn't make a difference. He finishes first that bracha. B'yesham, some say, no, the b'musaf, poisig afil b'emtze bracha. If it's by musaf that he made a mistake, he'll stop even in the middle of a bracha. It says mishbur, sif cut and bays. If someone made a mistake, he started a week tishmein yasei, which happens. Goyim rebuchulu, he finishes that bracha. The reason is the bedinu. The truth is the halacha would be the boy lets lo yudches brachas b'shabbos kamei b'chal. You really have to damage shmoyne esrei. You have to have an 18 brachas b'shabbos like by weekday. Well, the haskei kedusha says yeah. I mean, really, you should mention Shabbos ba'avoda by the bracha b'tzei kamei b'reish chaydish b'chol shemayim, which mention yalav yavoi. You would mention Shabbos there also. Rak mishum kavayi Shabbos only because on the Shabbos lechuchu rabban rabbanon did not make the person go through the effort to daven so many brachas. They made only one middle bracha instead of all the middle brachas for Shabbos. After the fact, he started the bracha. You finish it. Really make it in. You should have said this bracha. Then you start the designated bracha that you have for Shabbos. So you first finish the bracha that you mistakenly started, and then you start Shal Shabbos, Sivkot and Gimel. But then, same thing as B'chol Shdeh, regarding this Linyan, Yom Tiv, same thing as by Yom Tiv, you finish that bracha, and then you say, bracha of Yom Tiv. Sivkot and Daud. So, we said it doesn't make a difference, Shachas, Mincha, Musaf, Meir. But some say, Yeshem, and Divin Musaf, B'chol, by Musaf, no, you stop even in the middle of the bracha. Why? Because it's real, they hold. Divin Musaf, L'shach, Kalat, Tvas, Yudchaz, Brachas. Musaf never has 18 brachas. Tav, B'chol, Yenem, Rak, Sheva, Brachas. Even during the weekday, you only see seven brachas. Kach poisik avol b'emtz bracha, then you would stop even in the middle of the bracha. Atamadei kamais. What's the reason of the first opinion? Yeah, but after the fact, gam a musaf. No, even by musaf, a mispal yudchas brachas. Some davens 18 brachas. Brachais about, and he just adds on. Benasla benecha chaviseinu that we're going to do in front of you our obligation. But mean the yam become musaf for the daily and the kam musaf sacrifice. God say he would be yitzchak. These musaf dalid. The kach gam lo shach. But the bracha shachal different. By it also applies after the fact the bracha of the weekday. Sivkon hey. But again, the second opinion held that Musaf paisik afilu b'chulu that you stop even in the middle of the bracha. Because of a doubtful bracha l'batala. So again, if someone makes a mistake by Musaf, I'll stop in the middle. Any other Shabbos tefillahs, he realizes, oi, I'm spacing out. I said atochainen. He'll finish the bracha. Siv gimel. If he thought it was a weekday, he started with the intention of a weekday davening. But right when he says, then this happens also. Right when the person says the word ata niska, he recalls koyim shalom chayin before he says the word chayin. Aval hischa b'shalchel, it's considered as if he started a weekday shabbat. So b'goyim as a bracha, he finishes that bracha. Abam hayy day shur Shabbos. Let's say new is Shabbos. B'shleibikabon hischa tevas ata. Now unintentionally he started with the word ata. Afila imhu b'tfilah shachas, even by shachas she'ain the pesachas b'ata, which that part of Shabbos davening doesn't start with ata. In the government berachas adochayin, does not finish the bracha b'adochayin. The chashvin like a tosh b'tfilah Shabbos ben zul zu. To the contrary, consider like as if you made a mistake between one of the Tefillah Shabbos that starts with Ata with the other one that is by that doesn't start with Ata. Agos Sajama, there are Yechalim Ata Kedashtu, because technically you could say Ata Kedashtu Ata Echad, since the Truman says Zim Yudal. So although it's Yismach Moshe, but he technically could, and therefore that's why it's not considered like he started a weekday davening. Says Mishpat Simchat and Vav. Someone thought it was weekday. And he started with the intention of saying weekday. And right, Kish Amar Tebas Ata, right when he says the word Ata, he recalls, before he says Chaynin. So he says, I'm B'Seis V'Zirle, the fellow by Arbiz Mincha, even my Marv Mincha, Shiyoch L'Sayim Ata Kedash Tov, Ata Echad, where there, the actually Ata is from the Nusach of Shabbos Tvila. Kamaka Moebe, Kivin Shek Abanasa, Yisla Tvila Zichal, since he thought it was for a weekday, Miki Yisla B'Shal Chol, it's called starting for the weekday, B'Goyim Ha-Berchaz Ata Chaynin, and he ends with the Bracha Bat Ha-Chaynin. The Magid Ram Chaylik Lev is really, the Magid Ram disagrees and he holds, no, the Dafk B'Tvil Shachas. No, only by Shachas, Shein Maschel B'Tev is Ata. It doesn't start with the word Ata. Minka B'Dibur Yishol L'Shem Chol, it's obviously recognizable with his words that he's doing it for the weekday. That's when he has to finish out the Chaynin. It's not nothing recognizable with his words. It's not called through that he's starting a weekday. He says the appropriate nosuch that you wouldn't finish atzachayin. Sifkat and zayin. So he said that if he knew that it was Shabbos, but v'shloi kabana unintentionally he started with the word ata. But somebody means he just stumbled on his tongue. Because he's so accustomed to just on autopilot to say the weekday davening. He didn't have any intention of a weekday davening. Therefore, if all he said was ata, we don't consider that as if he started with a weekday davening. No, but that's what he said. It's only if he started with the word ata. But if he said the word chaynin, that's obvious. I don't care what your intention was. That it's obvious that's weekday. Even though that's only because he stumbled on his tongue, he finishes that whole bracha. Where in the Maschil B'Shaloi, he discusses this regarding stumbling on your tongue. Sivkat and Ches. So he said that even if it's by Shachris, which doesn't start with Ata, he's not going to finish out the chayin if he only stumbled on his tongue. Why? We consider it as if he made a mistake between one tefillah of Shabbos to another tefillah of Shabbos, like he explains. Just saying ata in the minkah shul l'shem ata chayin, it's not recognizable for ata chayin. And even though it's by shachris, which you don't say that, but okay, you're mixing with another tefillah shachris. This is actually the intention of the Ramah that he concludes that because he could say ata kedash ata echad. So it's like essentially like as if by shachris, instead of saying yismach meisha, you said at the echad at the kedashta. When this comes to bracha and he calls him all the bracha, the place you would stop and maschul take if yismach meisha, you would start right away yismach meisha. But here also kishem ato when he says ato, I become at the kedashta. Or place called maschul yismach meisha, he stops and he starts yismach meisha. We'll have a at the chayin like my bracha. It's not like you started at the chayin in which you would have to finish the bracha. Says Machabes Siv Dal. Misha spal tefillah shel chol b'Shabbos. If someone davened a weekday davening on Shabbos, lo hiskel shel Shabbos. Didn't mention Shabbos. Mamish davened weekday davening. Lo yotzei is not yotzei. For him hiskel shel Shabbos b'Shemin Es. But if he mentioned Shabbos in the middle of Shemin Es, the other people like kol beracha le Shabbos. Even though he didn't make a separate bracha for Shabbos, like we have mekadosh Shabbos, yotzei is yotzei. Hakadosh says there ma'ab musaf. I feel lo amarak. Even if you only said the words, and this happens, people have asked me in the past certain things. They made mistakes with certain tefillahs. But for musaf, you only said benaslo benechas kabeschabesenu. That we can make it in front of you our obligation, but tmidim yom become musaf and our tmidim of the day and the krum musaf yotze says b'seisus mishpei bob name of the rosh pek mishem meisav. That's already enough to be yotze. Says the mishpura sivkan test. If someone daven a tefillah shel chol b'Shabbos a weekday davening on Shabbos, now b'misafik leim mispal shel chol b'Shabbos, that could also happen. The guy's mom is like, I don't know, I was so I don't know, did I daven weekday or Shabbos? Kam kitzach lasi, would have to daven over again. The mistam mispal shel chol. We presume he daven weekday davening by Shiraka like he's accustomed to the El Rabin Sabbatam Chabez and the Chay Adam. Tzivkat and Yud. So he said that if he didn't mention Shabbos, Layatzi, he wasn't Yaitze. But the Miyamtiv, same with Yamtiv, I felt Yamtiv Shin, even second day of Yamtiv. If you didn't mention anything, you're not going to be Yaitze. Now he said that if you mentioned Shabbos, even though you didn't make a bracha for itself, then you are Yaitze. Now the Ramah said by Musaf, even if only you said Rak Benasa Bechulu, if someone didn't say Shema'ama Ba'aksma Brachas, just in one of the brachas he says, Yiratze Shanasa Benacha Bechulu, and that's enough. He said the proper nusav of musav. He just left out pesukim of those specific abundance. He also said that friend that for sure is going to be eight.
If someone made a mistake and they started a weekday shemayin esrei, he finished that bracha. Says the bracha, that's even if it's just one word, it's also considered started, and you have to finish the whole bracha. And there's only enough nafkamina regarding the first bracha, because the word ata also applies on Shabbos as obviously of Gimel. But in general, you say Hashiveinu, okay, one word, you got to finish the whole thing. The Maschil B'Shalei B'Kavana, where Mechab was talking about where if someone knew where Shabbos unintentionally said the word ata, so it's a look Mishbur Sivkot and Zayin that we wrote there, he just stumbled on his tongue, which he referenced that to this Bir Aloch over here, which from the Trumas edition, look over there, says this that we wrote, but if he said, etc., at the chayinin, where it's obvious that's l'shem chayil, then even though it's nichshol b'shayin, he has to finish the whole bracha. So that's the chayinin, right? And that's obvious from the Trumas edition, where his words are like this. If unintentionally he started the word ata, where he knew that it was Shabbos, it's just that his words, he's just so accustomed to davening up Shemayin Esrei. So in such a situation, not considered as as an error. And if that's the case, even by Yismach Meisha, which doesn't start with an Atta, however, we consider like making a mistake with one Tefillah Shabbos to another one. Because the word Atta is also the beginning of other Tefillah Shabbos. And even though it was what it was the custom of weekday that caused the mistake, however, that's not considered because of that starting a Tefillah Shal, because he knew that it was Shabbos. That's his words. Says the Be'er Lach, it's difficult because since he stumbled on his tongue, even if he says that the Chaynin, so who cares? Is that considered starting Tefillah Shal? So look at Gemara Shavuos Daf Chafim and Aleph in the Gemara. That sounds like that when he stumbles on his tongue, it's not considered as words at all. Says maybe because there by Shavu he needed to be Pibbly B'Shavan, it has to be that his words are the same as what he has in his heart. Also, you could differentiate that over there that he didn't want to say at all She'i Oichel that I'm not going to eat, just She'oichel that I will eat. Instead, he stumbled on his tongue and he said She'i Oichel that I will not eat. So there it's not Dibra at all, which is not the case over here where he had in mind to say the word Atachin because of the Hergel of his Lashon. It's just this itself was not with a full consciousness where he did not intend for the purpose of a weak Dishman essay, and therefore over here it's better. However, what's difficult is that the Truman's addition brings a proof of that halacha, and he says like this. He says, similar to burden of Mordechai in the first parak in Brachas, where someone knew that it was Yom Tov, and he made a mistake with his tongue, and he ended with Shal Shabbos. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. He just, and he ends with the Nusach of Yom Tov. And this is actually brought later on in Simon Tov Bezai. Look over there. So obviously, in such a situation, that's not considered as a toys. So that's the proof of the word of Trumas Hadashin. Now, there the words Mekadosh HaShabbos has no shaykhs at all to Yomtim, like the word Ato, which applies to Kedashtan. Even so, it's not considered as a tois, and as if you didn't say those words. So here also you say the same thing. So it's a belacha, tzarchian, why we don't say that based on that raya. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number... Five. So Mishnah Berurah had said that the truth is really supposed to daven Shemayin Esrei brachas on Shabbos. They just made one bracha in the middle for Shabbos, not to make a tircha. Where that we see that from the reason of just making a request on Shabbos, they didn't say it's forbidden on Shabbos Shemayin Esrei brachas, and the reason is because like explained in Simen Kof Peichas. The reason why you say on Shabbos in Birchas Hamazon Rachim, because it's a text of bracha that the Chumah Misakin, that's not considered making your request on Shabbos, which you're not supposed to do. Yeah, it's only with that. Even the Rachim in Birchas Hamazon, you're allowed to say on Shabbos. And even though that's not really from the Tevet of Bracha, the Chumah Misakin, however, since everyone has the minhag to say it every single time they bench, so it's considered like Tevet of Bracha. So the kind of Tzad has Bakash, the Chashokhan writes that the reason why you could say it even on Shabbos is because everyone says it throughout the week, therefore it's considered like from the Seda Tefillah. Now to say on Shabbos the Tefillah of Lakai at Shalon Tzarti, that you're allowed to say it because Dafka Bakoshas on a machlo, a parnos, or a similar type of thing that's a tzar, you're not allowed to mention. But regret for sins, not in the text of Vidui, it's good to say every single day, even on Shabbos. Now, to make requests for spiritual ideas, and so to the say the Tfil Sashla, Rabbi Yashav ruled that you're allowed to say it on Shabbos, and only, but when you say the Tfil Sashla, you should skip the part of the Bakosha that's on parnos. On the other hand, Rabbi Chaim Kineski writes, not to make requests even on in Yonei Ruchnius, and so the Tefillah Hashlo, one should not say on Shabbos. He adds on that also for an appropriate Shidduch and for Zeresh HaKiyam, for children, one should not be misbah on Shabbos. However, his opinion is that just thinking it's permitted to make these requests on these things on Shabbos. Now, if it happens for a person that he davens Tefillah Shchol on Shabbos, the Be'er Heitav writes, that's a simon ra for him, and he should worry the whole Shabbos, he has to do tshuva. Chaim Kineski explains that that's dafka when he thought the day was weekday. But in the situation where he knew it was Shabbos, he just made a mistake. And davening weekday, that's not a seven rafim. Dish number six, Shliach Tzibah makes a mistake. And Mechazos HaShatz, he starts to daven the weekday Shemayin Esrei. And Shubas Sholem Eishabi writes, he should stop even in the middle of the bracha, because since the Tzibah did not send him to daven this Tefillah Sachol, therefore he stops right then. And that's also how Rabbi Shlomo Zalman also ruled. Dish number seven, we said this all applies on Yom Tov too. Now, on Tefillah Yom Tov, which falls out on Matzah Shabbos, which you have to make Abdullah in by saying Batei Deinu. If he made a mistake, he started Atochenin, the Adres writes, he should not say Atochenantanu, also not Batei Deinu. Rather, he should finish the Bracha Atochenin, and afterwards go back to Tefillah Yom Tov and say Abdullah in the regular place of Batei Deinu. Dish number eight. Someone started to say Atochenin, but he didn't finish the word Chenin. So the Ish Lavram B'Chach writes that if his intention was to daven a Tefillah Shabbos, he just was Tobel Shainai, that's not considered as if he started a week to Shemana Esen, he does not have to finish the bracha. However, over there he writes that if he just says Chayin, he did not finish the word, he would have to finish the bracha. Drusha number 10, Eli Rabba writes this halacha that the Mishmur referenced. If he's not sure if he daven weekday or Shabbos Shemana Esen, he has to go back, because Mistami daven weekday, as he wrote Eli Rabba Simen Tov Chav Beis. So he writes this halacha also regarding if someone's not sure if he said the appropriate haskara of mentioning Yalom Yobay, whatever, and also regarding if he's not sure if he davened Tefillah Shabbos or Tefillah Schel. However, in the El Rabbi over here, he says him and he writes, name of the Kolboy, that if someone's not sure if he davened Tefillah Shabbos and Yom Tov, he does not go back. Dish number 11, Mishpurin Sivkutin Yud, on the words of Mechaber, someone davened a weekly Shemana Esen and Shabbos, and he did not mention Shabbos, is not Yoitzim. Now, if only after that he davened Musaf did he recall that Shachris he davened the weekday Shemana Esen, Chaim Kitzur writes, he should go back and daven a Shachris of Shabbos. Like the Mishnah writes, later on, Simon Tov Chav Beis, regarding someone that forgot to say Elvi Yovei, but Shachris of Rish Chodesh, that even if he remembers after Musaf, he has to go back and daven Shachris over again. Now, if someone finds himself on Shabbos in a place where there's no Siddur, and doesn't know by heart the Tefillah Sayyim, so Mazama rules, he should daven a weekday Shemana Esen and add Yalbi Yovei, and he should say B'yam HaShabbos Zeh, because there's no greater einus than that. Dish number 12, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that you have to daven Tefillah Shabbos besides the Musaf, to mention Yom Tov and Yalv Yavai, and he makes a mistake, and he davens a Yom Tov davening that falls on Shabbos, but you mention Shabbos in the middle of the Bracha and the Chasima, the Mekor Chaim writes, and the Kaf HaChaim, that you were Yetzichiv. Not that in Shabbos HaGiz Moshe writes, that you were not Yetzichiv, because Tefillah Yom Tov has no Sheikhas on Shabbos, and that's what's brought in Shabbos Chekhi Leif. Tirshu number 13. It's enough if you even just said Musaf, one of the brachas you wrote, Tishnasla Benecha, etc. Now it doesn't write that you have to mention by the tefillah also Shabbos. The Nar Shalom is not sure regarding this. It's possible to say that Ramah means to say that besides that you have to mention Shabbos, you have to also mention the Chayb of the Korban Zayim. Chaim Geski writes that Kamaduma, that you have to mention also that of Shabbos.